So this week, I got into the backseat of a car with a stranger.
It's a little snug.
My name is Karen Tuxin-Bettman, and I manage the Google Earth Outreach Program.
Tuxin-Bettman and I were squished together in a specially outfitted Google Street View car so she could show me how the hatchback does double duty. You've seen the Google fleet riding up and down streets, cameras mounted on top, so users get a 360-degree view of roads and neighborhoods. This is one of four cars that's also mapping methane leaks from gas pipelines underneath streets in 11 cities across the country.
As we're driving along, we will be picking up methane concentrations from different sources.
Our driver tools around the morning rush in downtown Pittsburgh, just minding his own business, looking out for traffic. But a clear tube under the front bumper of the car is taking in air. It runs inside, along the door, and into the trunk.
That's where the sensor is, or the analyzer.
The noisy silver box detects methane, the main ingredient in natural gas, and a major contributor to global warming. It also picks up on the ethane in gas. That's how the algorithm determines the methane is coming from the city's old natural gas infrastructure. Tuxin-Bettman leans forward and reads a monitor mounted in the front seat.
Let's see. So, in the last couple of minutes, it looks like we did pass some emissions of methane, but I don't see a corresponding ethane leak. So it's possible that that could have been emissions from a sewer manhole.
Google is partnering with the Environmental Defense Fund and People's Gas on this project to see where and how much methane is escaping in Pittsburgh.
Pennsylvania is an important place to do this because it has the largest amount of leak-prone pipe of any state in the country.
And that's Steve Hamburg, chief scientist at the Environmental Defense Fund. He spoke earlier at a briefing about the initial pilot project in Pittsburgh. It covered three neighborhoods, including downtown, and they found 200 leaks, most small, a few big, in a little over 300 miles of pipes. It turns out almost half of the gas lines in the city are more than 50 years old. People's Gas is already working on replacing these dinosaurs. In the past, they've classified which pipes they should yank out first based on a lot of factors, including safety, and rightly so. But Ed Palumbo, vice president of reliability at People's, says the amount of methane leaking from pipes wasn't really part of the equation. They didn't have the technology.
We're able to take this additional data point and bring it into our own risk rankings that our engineering group does to help schedule and prioritize those pipeline replacements over the next 20 years.
He says the utility's goal is to quickly become more like Indianapolis, where leaks are few and far between. It's better for their bottom line and for customers' bills. Palumbo says if it helps with climate change, so much the better. People's actually contacted the Environmental Defense Fund to get this project rolling in Pittsburgh. And what's in it for Google? Well, back inside the Street View car, Karen Tuxin-Bettman says Google likes to try new things.
And this is something that I think everybody cares about, environmental air quality and climate change. We think that if we can help with a technology piece and partner with organizations that can make an impact on the ground, that it's a win-win for everybody.
The project is expanded into more Pittsburgh neighborhoods with the help of Carnegie Mellon University. Tuxin-Bettman says they're also looking into whether more of Google's cars can carry this expensive, high-grade scientific equipment, and if someday they can map other invisible pollutants in the air, like ozone and fine particulate matter. There's more, including maps of those methane leaks in Pittsburgh and other cities, at our website, alleghenyfront.org.